story is a story with a little difference, a story with a little human touch to it. After getting out of the wax palace with the help of Vidura, the Pandavas, along with their mother, decide to hide themselves from the cruel Kauravas for some more time and move into the dense forest of Kamakaya. They traveled across the huge forest throughout the day, hoping to reach a kingdom where they could find some shelter. During the nights, they used to build a temporary shelter made of bamboo sticks and took rest in them. But Bhima, being the strongest of all Pandavas, took the responsibility of gathering food and water for his brothers and mother Kunti. The brothers also took turn in guarding the rest of the family members when they were asleep at night. But Bhima, because he was the strongest of all, took the responsibility on most of the nights. But what the Pandavas and the Kunti were not aware was the forests were ruled by the chief of the Kachari kings, a Rakkasa called Hidimba, and his sister, the Dhimasi princess called Hidimbi. One day, as was a daily routine, Bhima went to the river to gather some water for his family members. And suddenly, this huge, fierce-looking Rakkasa, Hidimba, appears before him. And he shouts angrily, "How dare you steal water from my forest? This forest is mine. This Kamakaya forest belongs to me, and any creature who enters this forest will be mine. I am very lucky today that I found a bunch of well-built human beings. I am a very famous Rakkasa of this place. I will be having a delicious dinner tonight, feasting on your young, strong bodies." But what Hidimba was not aware was that Bhima had the power of 100 elephants, and he did not fear anybody. He challenged Hidimba, and there was a fierce battle between them. But eventually, Bhima vanquished Hidimba and killed him. He stood and surveyed around him. There was nobody there to challenge him anymore. And feeling proud for his victory, he started back to the temporary shelter. As he was moving towards the shelter, he sensed or felt that somebody was following him. He turned back to see a Rakkasi. The moment Bhima turns back to look at her, she tells him, "Oh, powerful man, I am Hidimbi. You just now killed my brother Hidimba. He is the chief of the Kachari kings, and I am a Dhimasi princess. I have been in love with you since the first day I saw you. But before I could express my love to you, my brother had already seen you and your family members and wanted to devour y'all. So I couldn't tell him anything. But now he has been killed. You have killed him. And what will I do here all alone, without anybody in this forest? I love you. Will you accept me as your wife?" After hearing this, Bhima feels very guilty, and because of him, Hidimbi will be staying alone all throughout her life in this dense forest. And so He goes to his mother and tells her the story. And Kunti blesses him and gives him permission to get married to her. Bhima marries Hidimbi, and they went to the temporary shelter. But they have to move on. They can't stay in the Kamakaya palace forest for too long, because they were sure that the Kauravas would come looking for them. But Hidimbi proved a very valuable friend for them. She knew the entire forest. She bought them food. She attended their needs and kept guard when they slept. Bhima was very happy in her company and was full of joy. They spent a year together, but ultimately Bhima had to leave her and move on. Otherwise, he knew that even Hidimbi will be in danger if the Kauravas get a whiff of their living in this Kamakaya forest. And so Bhima leaves Hidimbi alone in the Kamakaya forest and goes off to join his mother and his brothers. Hidimbi has her son, a very strong son called Ghatotkacha. He was called Ghatotkacha because his head was in the shape of a pot. After the birth of his son, the Pandavas have to leave for the city of Ekachakrapura. But Hidimbi refuses to leave her home. She tries to persuade Bhima to stay with her, but Bhima feels that his family members need his help, and so he cannot leave them. And so the husband and wife, Bhima and Hidimbi, the Rakshasi queen of the Kamakaya forest, the Dimasa princess, bid each other goodbye. But finally, it is Ghatotkacha who comes to help Bhima during the war with the Kauravas. But Hidimbi has her forest dedicated to her in a place called Manali, which is in Himachal Pradesh. It is called the Hidimbi Temple or the Hidimba Temple, and it is supposed to be very powerful, like how she was a powerful Dimasa princess.